Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour. Move on the hearts of the hearers of this message. Bring conviction, Holy Spirit, as only you can do. And Father, I thank you, I bless you, and I honor you for doing it now, in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper, and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time, to say to them that were invited, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, I bought a piece of ground. I must need go and see it. I pray they have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. We want to use for a teaching, no excuse will be accepted. No excuse will be accepted. My friend, have you ever been invited to a party, a wedding, or graduation? And I'm quite sure you have, but when the time came for you to go, something came up where you did not go. And you called and informed those who invited you that you won't be coming. And you probably felt bad knowing that you was invited and you was no show, right? Yeah. Well, things happen in life sometime that we have no control over. And even when we make plans to do something or to go somewhere, it seems like something always comes up where we have to tell the person why we're not coming, or why we won't make it, or we have to take what you call a rain check. And every human at one time has to give a reason or an excuse as to why they won't be doing something. But my friend, when it comes down to Jesus inviting us to come to him, no excuse will be accepted as to why we did not come. This parable Jesus gave us in St. Luke, chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. You can read that on your time. It talks about a man making a great supper. He invited many people to come. But I want you to notice something. Those he invited made excuses or gave reasons as to why they were not coming. One said they just purchased land. It's amazing how you're going to buy land you've never seen. But on the day of this particular supper, you choose to go and look at the land, which the land wasn't going anywhere. So the excuse he felt justifiable with, I just bought some land, I need to go and see the land. But he could have went a day before the supper or a day after the supper. But he chose to go on the day of the supper. Another person said, well, I just bought some oxen and I must need go and check them out. Once again, who will buy animals they never seen? He didn't know if the animals were sick, if they didn't have any teeth, if they was full of disease, what? He knew nothing about the animals, but on the day of this supper, he chooses to go check out animals that he should have been checked out before he purchased. But the thing that I want you to grab is, look at the excuse that this one made. He bought animals. I need to go and check the animals out. But why couldn't you do that the day before? Or the day after the supper. Another one said, I got married. I just got me a wife. I've been trying to get with this woman for a long time, and she finally gave in to tell me she do. So I just got married, so I can't come. He could have brought his wife with him to the supper. I want you to grab something here because, see, no excuse will be accepted. Now, these two individuals gave reasons or excuses as to why they did not come to this supper. And if you keep reading the story, the servant came and told his Lord what happened. The master of the house was angry, upset, hurt. Imagine this. You take upon yourself to cook a lot of food. You got turkey, you got ham, you got green beans, you got spinach, you got cornbread, all kind of pies you done baked and cakes and cookies, and you got all kind of drinks. You got, you know, soft drinks, punch. You have a table set with plates and forks and napkins, and you sent out invitations, and yet when the day came, everything was already set out on the table. The people that you expected, I want you to catch the word, the people that you expected to show up called you and said they can't come. And they gave you an excuse as to why they were not coming. You're not going to tell me that that won't bother you. That won't really kind of tick you off or upset you to know why they couldn't tell me this a day before, because all the effort you put forth in getting everything prepared for them so when they come. So they waited on the day of the supper to tell you they wasn't coming. So you will be upset. You could tell me you won't, but I know you would. That's a hurting thing to know that all the effort you put forth in inviting people to come, notice, all they have to do was come. You didn't tell them to bring something. They didn't have to bring some drinks or some napkins or some bread. No, you just told them to come. But on the day of this supper, they decided to call you with an excuse as to why they're not coming. So, my friend, think about something. No excuse will be accepted. And in our story, those who was invited, who made excuses, I want you to see something in verse 24. He said that none of those men which were invited, those who were given an invitation, who made excuses, gonna taste of the supper I prepared for them. So what the master did, he sent out his servants to go invite other people. My friend, you're being invited today. Jesus is inviting you to come to him, my friend. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, so what is your excuse for not coming to Jesus? Oh, you may say, well, I would go to church, but the church has hypocrites. Or people in church just want your money, or I'm a good person. But notice the question you're being asked. What is your excuse for not coming to Jesus? I didn't ask you what church you go to. I didn't ask you who is your pastor, what affiliation you with. What is your excuse for not surrendering your life to Jesus? Let me help you to understand something, my friend, because it does not matter what building you attend or you even sit in and under. That building that you're sitting in cannot save you, only Jesus. No building hung on a cross. No building shed its blood. No building was buried. I want you to grab what I'm saying. No building rose from the dead. That's nothing but a structure made out of brick and concrete and so forth. So the building you're in does not save you. Only Jesus can save. It doesn't matter, my friend, how good you think you are, because your good works will not save you. Only Jesus. Because the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Watch. It's the gift of God, not of works. So your good works will not get you into heaven. Only Jesus, my friend. So you being baptized in water does not save you. Only Jesus. So my friend, it doesn't matter how many people you may claim or think that might be in the building that's hypocritical and not real. What has that to do with you giving your life to Jesus? Because think about something. When you check out of this life, you cannot stand before God and give an account to God for somebody else. You would have to stand before God and give an account to God for your life. So the question comes again, what is your excuse for not giving your life to Jesus? You see, listen, my friend, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want rest, my friend? Rest is found only in Jesus. But if you keep making excuses as to why you're not coming to him, you will never have the rest you're trying to get. There's no rest in drugs. There's no rest in relationships. There's no rest. There's no rest, my friend. Rest is found only in Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. What is your excuse for not coming to Jesus, my friend? Because understand something, no excuse will be accepted. And Jesus is saying, all that the Father give me shall come, and if you come to him, he will not cast you out. He will not kick you to the curb. He will not mistreat you as so many people have already done. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. In John 1 and 12, Jesus said, as many as receive me, to them I'm going to give them power or authority to become the sons of God. No excuse will be accepted. Stay tuned for part 2 of No Excuse Will Be Accepted.